Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we talk to Jean-Cyril of Maxime Trijol. Jean-Cyril, how are you today?
Good, and you? Happy to be with you.
Thank you. Very happy. So we are going to taste an XO today. Tell us what we have, please.
So today we will taste the XO Grand Champagne from Cognac Maxime Trijol. It's a cognac that is 100% coming from the Grand Champagne territories, the cru.
Mm-hmm. Your territory, your vineyard, I assume.
It is our vineyards, yes. Maxime Trijol has the chance to have some vineyards mainly from the Petite Champagne and the Grand Champagne. And we have about approximately 60 hectares overall, all combined.
Okay. So let's talk about this XO. How's this product crafted? How was it made?
This Cognac XO Grand Champagne have been crafted with selection of the best quality of the Grand Champagne that we have in order to transcribe the best expression of this specific and complex cru, which is the Grand Champagne, of course. We have aged them mainly in the Limousin oak, because it needs to be aged for a very long time. And before you ask me how old is it, I will answer that because it is a Grand Champagne territory that needs to be aged very long. This Eau de Vie Grand Champagne needs to have a long time aging process to express itself. Therefore, you can imagine that this cognac has been aged way much longer than the minimum required by the BNIC rule, which is the minimum 10 years old.
If I would estimate that the age of this cognac is probably at least a quarter century, you wouldn't say no, right?
I wouldn't say no. I would say you have a good palate. And it's an assemblage of 100% Grand Champagne. So it's 100% Grand Champagne specificity.
So can you talk about the different barrels? Like approximately how many different barrels go into this blend? Is it 5 different vintage barrels? Is it 10? Is it 20? Is it 50? Just to get a sense of direction. Can you talk about that?
I would estimate that in this case, this cognac has been aged in 5 different casks.
So 5 different casks were used for blending this cognac, or that the cognac actually went through 5 different types of barrels?
This cognac has been went through 5 different types of barrels. So maybe it has been started in the Troncé type of oak. Then Limousin for the 4 other casks. Because again, these cognacs need to be aged at a different level. And when you use a young cask, it gives maybe more oakness to the cognac. And it's not what we are looking at for this specific XO quality Grand Champagne. What we want is to find the best integration between the oak with the extraction of the vanilla from the oak and the eau de vie of the cognac. So what we want is to have a well balance between those two types, between the fruit and the oak. And therefore, we will need to use casks that are not so young, but not so old either, to have this best balance.
You just mentioned Troncé and Limousin. Could you quickly explain to our listeners what these two different types are?
Yes, the Troncé is actually the Troncé and the Limousin come from the two different forests that are very close to the Cognac region. The Troncé forest is a forest where the trees are very narrow one to the other. So it means that to survive, they need to grow very tall to be able to get the sun. Therefore, the grain and the fibers of this wood will be very concentrated. The Troncin and the Limousin forest are on the border of the Cognac region, and the both of them have different typicity. Indeed, the Troncin forest is a forest where the trees are very narrow to each other. Therefore, to survive, they need to grow very tall. And so their fibers are very compact in order to be able to resist of between the winds and all the little storms that we have in the region in order not to break. Whereas the Limousin forest, the trees are spread all over. They have space to grow, so they are able to enlarge themselves easily and not that tall. And so the fiber will be much more aired, and the grain will be bigger. So the impact of these two different trees will have an impact for the cognac. As you know, the cognac is an exchange between the air and the oak. So when you use Troncin, there's less air going through the oak. So you will get more concentration of oak with the Troncin compared to the Limousin, which allows more air and better exchange.
Fantastic. That's a very good explanation. So that means that this cognac was made with different types of barrel, Troncin and Limousin, young and old, middle old, to just reach what we have in front of us today.
I would say exactly, you're completely correct, with just a little add that the oak barrel that we have used mainly in this assemblage will be Limousin oak mainly, okay? So it will not, it's not 50% of each, it's mainly Limousin oak.
I get it. This is very good. So if you don't want to say anything else in general, let's look at the nose, the color, the taste.
With pleasure. So let's start with the color, because you always start with color. You look at the product before. So for this cognac, XO and Grand Champagne Maxime Trijol, you can see a color which will be brilliant and topaz with hints of gold. It's like a flashy gold liquid, I would say. In terms of nose, it's a very aromatic nose. It has lots of richness, some licorice hints, and vanilla, and a little bit also of cedar wood. But overall, because it is Grand Champagne, it is very, very floral. And we can find, if you have a little bit of notes of ripe banana and a little bit of leather. But this is my feeling. After, it's completely personal. Let's continue with the mouth now. The mouth is round, very smooth. Again, well balanced between the eau de vie and the oak. You can find some very vanilla hints extraction into it as well. You have also some hints of roasted fruits, such as fresh nuts, and a very floral medley of flowers. In France, we say pot pourri. As a resume, this cognac, XO Grand Champagne from Maxime Trijol, has a very endless persistency of aromas and is very complex. It has a very large spectrum of aromas and flavors.
So I also discovered that you also won the International Spirits Challenge 2019 with this product, gold, actually. And 2018, the double gold in San Francisco. So you're gathering a lot of those gold medals these days and these years, huh? As it seems.
It seems that people appreciate the quality from the cognac house of Maxime Trijol.
Fantastic, Jean-Cyril. I think that's a very good end point. Thank you very much for this tasting. Thank you for sharing all your insights and information.
We have been delighted to be with you and hope that you have enjoyed as much as we did.
It was my pleasure, Jean-Cyril. Have a great day. Yeah? Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!